Okay, we'll settle in. We're getting there. Okay. Let's go into our deeper grounding now. I hope each of you have a reference point to help you assess where you are in your grounding. So, take some time here to come into your center. And ground as if it's just you, not necessarily aware of the circle, although the circle certainly is encompassing us. and within us. But take a moment to be in your field, in your center. And greet Mother Earth, the spirit of the land where you live, and the nature spirits. And let's bring our awareness to the energy in our feet and the connection with Mother Earth. And tune into the exchange, however you experience it. And allow yourself to feel the regenerative and energy. Open up to receiving it. Just like totally relax and become a receiver. In deep silence, greet the spirit of the water. And greet the spirit of the fire. Greet the spirit of the air. These greetings can be completely silent. We're entering a much deeper space. And greet the spirit of the ether. It's okay if you're kind of out of it. This is a deeper space that we're entering into, and really is it's very quiet, very deep. Very little sensation or stimulation. Check in with your calf muscles and your tailbone gently. This is releasing a lot of the subconscious, unconscious, heavy energies that have collected. And they may or may not have any content whatsoever. Your role here is to be very passive and turn this over to the living energies without any thought or overlay. Sometimes we're taken into a deep, almost sleep-like or a liminal state. So this deeper cleansing can occur. And we don't interfere with it or don't try to interpret it. We may not even know it's happening. You may feel like you're asleep. But there's an entire reconfiguration going on for the group and the circle. So now we will greet the element, the directions, the same way that we greeted the elements. And if there's no words for it, it can be a silent greeting. We greet the direction of the east. And we greet the direction of the south. Again, these are frequencies that have to do with the sacred geometry and structure of our consciousness. They're very alive frequencies. And we greet the direction of the west. So we let go of any compass points, association with directions, and come into a state of resonance and frequency to have a deeper understanding of the directions. We greet the direction of the north. And we greet the direction of above. We greet the direction of below. And we greet the direction within. Not assuming any spatialness. More relating through frequency. And not association. To hopefully reveal to you more of the consciousness of the directions. So the directions take us into a different dimension. Less human, more frequency. More connected to the living matrix. Connected to the rhythm and pulsing of our chakras, our blood flow, nervous system, meridian flow. So there are experiences that really have no experience. And that's where we are right now. But in the deeper realms of consciousness. The closest thing I can relate it to would be like a Tinker Toy set or one of those toys that the kids have that looks like a three-dimensional star and you pull it out and it reconfigures into another shape. It's a pulsing living energy that gives, that precedes form. We're letting this impact us, rearrange us into a deeper alignment, opening up access to new dimensions. Totally out of control of the mind. Might relate more to like the I Ching, that comes from that level of consciousness. Under its care, our entire matrix is cleansed and aligned and illuminated. And this is very, very subtle. So if your mind gets engaged, just kind of go back towards sleep. You might find yourself starting to wake up in the stillness. Let it happen naturally. There's a deep repair going on. Broken connections, broken geometry. That all affect our consciousness. If you try to do anything with the mind, it won't work. So it's beyond the reach of the mind. Open your eyes if you can. And let yourself sit there without movement. This is like a deep, deep cleansing where this very fine, hidden, heavy energies can get to them. And a repair of the matrix from trauma, from energies that we can't see, like the energies that the telescopes pick up throughout the galaxies. We actually get bombarded by those quite a bit. But the very fine filaments of creation. Feel your feet. See the connection, but still, you could be inert and still feel the energy flowing in your body. If you feel some tension returning, see if you can invite that to release. Take a few deeper breaths. And appreciate the stillness. Maybe you can sense the energy flow. And it's a more subtle energy flow in your being, almost to the point where you are just focused on energy. Take another deep breath, not trying to come back to where you were. Okay, this is coming to completion. It doesn't mean you return to your old state of consciousness. Move a little, very gently. I have 3:29. Let's take a 15-minute break and we'll come back at 3:45 Eastern time. So take 15 minutes, walk around, experience yourself in a new way, which is right now we're completely outside the realm of the mind making you do anything, pressing on you, restricting you. It's a little different. And it's okay if you move slowly. It's okay to be in a nothing kind of state. So we'll stay connected. Don't hang up. Just we'll all be on mute. Hello, and we're back. So here's the thing. The teaching for this weekend is completed. And so I am open, to questions, or if topics come up, we can talk about them. Or so the transmission, the teaching, the energetic shifting is completed. And too much talking will be exhausting for everyone. So tell me what you might want.
Sarah, I feel great. I feel complete and whole. I would gladly close early and go be outside.
Okay, that's a vote. How about anyone else?
I would agree.
You'd agree? Okay. Or is there anyone that doesn't agree? Okay. So, I'll have all the audios up by tonight. And still, the summaries will take me longer. We'll have class tomorrow evening, and then we'll convene on Tuesday evening. I'm going to suggest and see if this can work out for anyone. That if you feel like connecting with someone in the class and practice over the phone, or if you meet in person, having a conversation and practice your grounding and your awareness and of the energies and start practicing in a new way. So, certainly can do it over the phone. And see if you feel like doing that. We just had a hailstorm here. Oh, the first bluebird's here. We had a hailstorm and then the sun came out, and now I'm seeing our first bluebird. Two bluebirds. Well, that's interesting. So, what do we think about that? About trying that.
I would be open to anyone who's interested. Chatting over the phone, very much.
Okay.
Is this the same as the peer group, Sarah, that was on our?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
No, this is just a spontaneous thought that maybe you could practice in a different way.
I'm open to that as well. This is Lisa.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you know what? Why don't you what does anyone else want to share that they'd be open here? Oh, Cindy, I see your video. Okay.
I'm
Or you
definitely open.
Okay, Renee.
This is Fran. I'm open.
Okay, good.
Me
Me too.
too.
This is Kim.
Kim, Russell,
Elena,
Elena,
Lakshmi,
Lakshmi,
Duke,
Michelle,
and Michelle.
and
Okay. Got it? Okay.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
Without
What did you say?
I won't be able to tomorrow during the day because Scott's having a procedure done in the hospital.
You're fuzzy again.
So. Hold on, no, hold on, hold on. Now, can you hear me?
You're still fuzzy.
Sorry.
Oh,
You know,
so,
that little the little microphone thing is shaking in and out. So we have a storm out here.
oh, okay.
So it could be because of that. I'm not sure. I just can't do it tomorrow because Scott's having a procedure done.
Oh, okay. I heard that. Scott's
I
having
mean, I'll be there
a
for class, but in the morning hours till like 2 in the afternoon, I'll be busy with him.
Okay.
With him.
So, make connections over the class page to get each other's phone numbers, and you have everyone's email actually in the emails I sent you. So just take the initiative if you feel like it, and connect and practice a little. Okay. Okay, so I will be in contact, and there's tons of reading to do, but just know that a lot happened this weekend, and allow yourself to be the new you that's coming out here. So I'll see you tomorrow evening, and thank you very much for all your beautiful participation and your beautiful beings.
Thank you.
Blessings.
Thank you.